The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And we are so excited to have Jesse Tobin McCulley on the show. Jesse's the new cultural assistant in our office. Woohoo!
Ooh, yay.
We do woohoo! Jesse started a week ago from when we're recording this. And the funniest thing is I said, you know, most days it's pretty quiet in here. We don't have a lot of traffic that comes in and out. And we have had...
It's been nothing but busy.
So the word that Jesse used, I was telling my husband this, is... bamboozled. Yeah. You bamboozled me.
I've been hoodwinked.
I don't think that this is the right word to be using. We have been very pleasantly surprised.
It's been wonderful. All the folks coming in and meeting everybody at the city. It's been great.
Yeah.
Very good first week.
Very exciting. So for those that don't know, Jesse and I, our office is in the Office of Cultural Development at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, which is at 28 Rennie Avenue, about a block, less than a block from City Hall. We're so lucky that we have rotating art shows there, art exhibits. We have Ellie Kreitcher coming in. She will be opening for First Fridays at 5 during the First Fridays Arts Walk on June 7th and up for the month of June. And we have CATA coming in July and August. So there's always new art every month coming in. And Jesse and I are a part of the curating of that and the help installing as much as possible. All of the things.
Yeah, all the things. And all the things that Jen maybe hasn't told me about yet.
Mm-hmm. I do try to be as transparent as possible, but sometimes things happen and I'm like, oh yeah, another thing. And also a bonus is Jesse has a studio at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. You may have heard of her. She's a mural. She's a painter, but also a mural. Talk about some things you've done in Pittsfield.
Yeah, I've actually been at the Lichtenstein for about 8 years. I've had my studio four on the second floor. And all the artists will be having a out of the studio show there in September.
Yeah.
Right? September. Yeah. The first Friday's opening. And I've done murals around town since COVID, up on North Street, Linden Street intersection, and at the BRTA Intermodal Center. So, yeah.
Very, very cool. And Jesse's a part of the Let It Shine mural committee that involves Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. and the TDI, the Transformative Development Initiative, and businesses and funders throughout Pittsfield, other artists. So, you're quite active in the scene, in the art scene.
I try to be.
Yes. It's and wonderful. You're born in Pittsfield, moved away, and came back.
Yes. Born and raised. West side of Pittsfield.
Born and raised. And the Tobin family is known in the arts world as well. They are part of Group W, which did a lot of art making throughout the 80s in Pittsfield, right?
Yeah, a lot of murals back in the day, and then we created the group W, and we had our shows at the East Coast Refinishing Factory in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. a few like huge weekend shows with my dad and my uncles and their friends, me, six guys. It was wonderful.
It was very organized because of you.
Yes.
That's what we'll say. It was very organized because of you. So that is all very exciting. We are happy to have Jesse on board at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts and the Office of Cultural Development. And we are recording this in the beginning of June, talking about all the things happening in the coming weeks, including Friday, June 7th, is the first Friday at 5. And we are hoping for great weather as we had in May. We have Jacob's Pillow scheduled from 5 to 6 p.m. on the main stage. And then we have Happy Together, a live band, from 6 to 8 p.m. on the main stage, and lots of other things throughout the Pocket Parks and Palace Park and the vendors and Family Fun Zone on Dunham Mall. All of the weather-related announcements will be posted on lovepittsfield.com, but also quicker on social media through Love Pittsfield, Cultural Pittsfield, and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And the City of Pittsfield Mayor's Office will be sharing any information related to weather changes. We do have weather backups for the main stage Happy Together band and then other pocket park performers. Say that five times.
Yeah.
Pocket park performers. And then, depending on how heavy the rain is, light sprinkles. Vendors aren't usually afraid of light sprinkles, nor are attendees. So if it's a little sprinkle here and there, we'll still have the vendors set up on North Street and the street closed and the Family Fun Zone and all of that good stuff. So stay tuned to the social media outlets that we mentioned. Love Pittsfield, Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., and the Mayor's Office, the City of Pittsfield Mayor's Office, for any weather-related changes. June 8th, Pride is happening at the Common. Super exciting. We've been waiting for that. It feels like for a really long time, and it's finally here on Saturday, June 8th. It starts with a parade down Eagle Street at 11:30, and then it goes into the Common for the afternoon. It's such an inspirational event. It's very exciting on June 8th. And that is on Love Pittsfield, but it's also on BerkshirePride.org. Has the complete list of all of the things happening at the Pride Festival. It's crazy to think that Barrington Stage's Lacajo Falls is opening.
Yeah.
And soon, the previews start June 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up, which is, whew, just lots of action. Hancock Shaker Village is welcoming you to experience the stunning views of the Roundstone Barn and enjoy an authentic Shaker-inspired meal. That's called the Shaker Supper on June 6th. Oh, this airs on June 7th, but there will be others in the future, so don't worry. They serve a lot of farm-to-table. They have an awesome chef that serves farm-to-table, and I believe they're doing more of those throughout the year, so look at HancockShakerVillage.org for more information on that. Berkshire Pride is doing the Silent Disco Teen Edition. We talked about this a little bit on June 7th during First Fridays at 5. Very exciting. And there's a lot of fun stuff going on with Nick Russo and the Bicycle Film Festival.
Oh.
So this is happening at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. And that's okay to have other things happening besides, I'll say. It's okay to...
He's based in Pittsfield.
Yeah, because we do really like Nick Russo and all that he's doing at the Pittsfield Community Design Center. It is happening the weekend of June 15th. I believe it's on June 16th at the Stationery Factory. But Pittsfield Community Design Center shares all of this information on their Facebook page, and we told Nick that we would give them a shout out, even though it's at the Stationery Factory, because again, he's based in Pittsfield and he does a lot of good stuff for Pittsfield. He has the Pittsfield Community Design Center is near Framework up on Upper North Street, and he does a lot of events based out of that space, which is super cool. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Jesse Tobin McCulley on the program this week, who is the new Cultural Assistant at the Office of Cultural Development, the one of the newest City of Pittsfield workers, which is very, very exciting. So
it's
we're talking about all the things happening in the City of Pittsfield in June and beyond. And Jesse and I are both on the Let It Shine mural committee, so there's some stuff in the works for that. Huck Elling was one of the artists that spearheaded the project through the Morningside schools that was unveiled at the YMCA building a couple of weeks back, involving over 100 students and their portraits on these vinyl panels hung on the side of the YMCA building.
Yeah, easily viewable. Car, walk, bike,
yeah.
Right by. It's on and the front of the building.
At the unveiling ceremony, it was so cool to see a lot of kids were there that were featured, and they were standing in front wanting a picture by. They were, like, pointing to their.
So excited. It was so cute.
Mm-hmm. It was so cute, and it made us all very happy. So that is on the YMCA building all summer. So as we said, you can drive, walk, bike, whatever you prefer by. Or if you're walking, obviously stop and check it out because it's super exciting. I'm happy I have many hats in the community, and one of them is volunteering for Berkshire United Way, and we put on this Red Tee tournament, which is an all-women golf event at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Monday, June 10th. The golfing is all women. So there are 26 teams of four women. That's 104 women golfers. Really? It's very cool.
That's wonderful.
It's all about women empowerment. And it benefits Berkshire United Way and Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center. The proceeds are split between those organizations to support programs that focus on women and girls. It's very cool, and I am saying this out loud to everyone because the after party is from 4 to 6 p.m. and is open to the public.
And non-golfers.
And non-golfers. The like golfers will be at the after party, but the non-golfers are invited to the after party from 4 to 6 p.m. That ticket is on BerkshireUnitedWay.org, and DJ BFG will be there. There will be dinner stations, networking, obviously dancing, raffles. We got some super fun raffle tickets, raffle prizes, so you can buy tickets for those. So it's going to be, again, no rain, because that's the one thing that's out of our control. So the last thing I saw is it's going to rain Thursday and overnight Saturday into Sunday. And let's just...
It's not raining Friday or Monday.
Monday, it's not.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to keep saying out loud. We're manifesting it.
And can you buy a ticket at the door for the after party?
You can buy a ticket at the door, but we prefer you not to do that, frankly, because we would like you to know the count. We would like to know the count.
Okay, so fair enough.
We would love you to buy the ticket ahead of time at BerkshireUnitedWay.org. We will not turn you away.
Right. Thank you.
Of course we will not turn you away, but we prefer all tickets to be sold ahead of time. So that's Monday, June 10th at Berkshire Hills Country Club.
Also, that's Jen's birthday.
That's my
birthday. Just throwing it out there.
I'll be playing in an all-women. I'll be surrounded by women on my birthday, mm-hmm. which is very inspirational and empowering. So that worked out well. And then we're continuing on that week of June 10th through the following weekend, and it's going to be mid-June then.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I know, it's going way too fast.
What in the world is happening? Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein opens at the Colonial Theater June 27th. Lots of Mr. Finn's Cabaret Stories at Barrington Stage Company June 30th and July 1st. And all kinds of live music throughout all of it. It's just, it's a whirlwind.
Speaking of music, the brand new music series that'll be happening downtown.
Yeah, right? The summer concert music series is happening throughout the summer, hence the name.
Mm-hmm. Appropriately.
The summer concert music series. And that information is also on Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and lovepittsfield.com and throughout our social media as well. But yeah, that's live. There's some Zumba in Dunham Mall. There's live music in the pocket parks throughout the summer at various times, which is awesome. And then heading into July, Milltown Foundation is presenting the inaugural Common Ground Festival. That's July 6th in Pittsfield, the day after that week. Once we get into July, it's just going to be...
It's out of hand.
It's a little out of control. There's a car show on Sunday, the 30th, and then there's something every night leading up to the 4th of July parade on Thursday, July 4th. Friday, July 5th is First Fridays at 5, and then Saturday, July 6th is this Common Ground Festival. It's an inaugural festival. It's from 3 to 9 p.m. Live music, dance, food trucks, bounce houses, family activities. I saw yoga at 3 p.m. And then there is their what Milltown Foundation and Milltown Capital have done in the past is they present Tanglewood in the City, and that is also a part of the Common Ground Festival, which is awesome. Awesome. So all of these things that we're talking about are on lovepittsfield.com or Love Pittsfield on Instagram, Cultural Pittsfield on Facebook, and Downtown Pittsfield Inc. also shares a lot of it through Facebook and Instagram. It's a whirlwind. Oh, Bev is holding up the most beautiful brochure and official guide to the Berkshires from One Berkshire. One Berkshire puts out this guide, and we are happy we have an ad in it, Love Pittsfield, and Liechtenstein Center for the Arts is featured in it, and Downtown Pittsfield Inc. We go together to put a Love Pittsfield ad. That is a fancy guide. And these guides, it's the Berkshire's official guide that One Berkshire puts out, and they're intended for visitors at lodges and stuff, but I use them as a resident as well because it's like a New Age phone book, frankly. You know, you can look up, it's categorized by whatever category, but it's also, there's listings of performance venues or the genres, arts and culture, gymnasiums, you know, active outdoor recreation. So it's a good... I agree. Bev held it up as a little, that was a little prop.
Anything and everything. Or if you just need a refresher about what's going on or all the places in the summer. Right?
Yeah. And it's Berkshire countywide, which we are in the center of the Berkshires, the heart of the Berkshires in Pittsfield. And we appreciate the fact that if you're in Pittsfield, you will go to other arts and cultural venues throughout the county. And if you're in Stockbridge, you will likely go through Pittsfield or stop in Pittsfield for another one. If you're in Williamstown, you'll come south because it's all one big, awesome county with a lot of arts and culture.
So much going on.
The cultural mecca, we call it.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh, that needs to be on a t-shirt.
I don't know if it's trademarked or anything, but I say it. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Jesse Tobin McCulley on the show this week, who is the new cultural assistant in our office, in the Office of Cultural Development for the city. And we've been going over all the things that the Office of Cultural Development does, and just, you know, this is the new mantra for us. Like, we're doing one or two things a week that we're focusing on, because it's quite overwhelming to realize.
There's so many things going on in the Cultural Development Office. Yeah, it's wonderful to learn all about them and, to piece it out.
To piece it out. And so it can be overwhelming as you start any job or new adventure and whatever you're doing. It's overwhelming to go in and say, wow, what's this? Wow, what's this? Wow. So we're trying to just pare it down. For example, this week we're talking mostly about First Fridays at 5, which is the most pending event.
Yes, it is.
And
2 days.
We're recording this 2 days before First Fridays at 5, which is June 7th. The first Friday of the month, in case anyone's wondering. The First Fridays at 5 events do take place on the first Fridays of the month. We have June through September to go, and we are doing the art shuttle again for the First Fridays Arts Walk at the Clock Tower. So you can pick up the art shuttle from City Hall. RSVP has donated their time, and Rial Godori is the driver for the art shuttle, and it will take you to the Clock Tower building. And then 15 minutes, it goes back and forth from 5 to 7 p.m. from the Clock Tower Building to City Hall. So stop, browse artwork at the Clock Tower Building, and then get back in the shuttle and come back downtown to see all of the things that are happening on North Street and beyond, because it's pretty cool, all the things that are happening.
Yeah, what's involved in the Kids Zone this month?
The Kids Zone has a balloon maker. The Paint and Sip is a huge hit. Downtown Pittsfield Inc. started that, I think, in COVID. They were out. They said, we need something safe outside.
Oh, they did during the first Friday Art Walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and that has become a hit. So that's happening. And then there are a lot of nonprofits that have joined, like Mass Autobahn, that are doing interactive, family-friendly activities, like an arts and craft featuring nature. That's what Mass Autobahn is doing. So there was really something for everyone at First Fridays at 5.
Yes, and fellow Lichtenstein artist Jim Horsford will be doing a pottery demo.
Yes.
Am I correct? Yeah.
Yes, okay. He's doing a pottery demo at Palace Park. He did that in May, and he's coming back for June. He sets up his wheel. He's got this portable wheel.
Cool.
And he just sets up the wheel, and he lets kids touch the clay and get in on it and spin the wheel, and it's really cool.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I would like to do that. It's not just open to just children.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not. Yeah, right. It's not. It's open to people of all ages. Yes. Okay. So that is at Palace Park, which is just beyond Barrington Stage Company. And we have more vendors than we did in May. We're doing this Maker's Market, which features vendors that make their own products and sell them. So anything from custom mugs to stuffed animals, to jewelry, to health and wellness products, to barbecue sauce in a jar. Lots of options for purchasing and browsing.
Yeah. With approximately 60 vendors? No, am I just saying
no,
that number?
No, you were on the call with Rebecca Breen. Yes. As we said that out loud, we're up to 60 vendors this month, which is significantly more than what we had in May, but we do have the capacity for it, so it's going to be super fun. Any vendors listening know that we do have this event rain or shine. Obviously, if it's a light rain, that is preferred. No rain is preferred.
No rain.
But a light sunshine, rain please. Is preferred versus that. So if you're checking in as a vendor, you will do the same if you were there in May and turn onto North Street from Depot Street. There will be someone to let you in. But the street is closed from Park Square to Depot Street from 3:30 p.m. until about 8:30 p.m. And so also know that to be aware of traffic if you're trying to drive somewhere downtown or attending the event.
Right.
Park somewhere nearby and walk up to North Street. But vendors are allowed to drop off and do a circle and then park where they want to park. And there will be all kinds of people directing and opening the cones to let you in.
I think I might be one. I don't know.
Yeah.
we'll see.
Yeah, I think you will be one. The First Fridays at 5 is totally a fun event. The main stage is going to be up at the one end of the road closure. And Hot Plate is once again doing their beer garden with Otto's Flippin' Burgers.
And
at
School
the beer
Street
garden.
Will be closed, right, also?
And School Street is closed for the outdoor beer garden, so lots of things. And Hotel on North, you know what is opening there.
Yes, there'll be an opening reception for Jodi King Kamara's new show. It's all collage work. It's amazing. She hung it yesterday. She'll be having a reception from 5 to 8 during the First Fridays at 5, too. So stop on down there for sure. Walk down the other end of North Street.
And live music at many venues throughout North Street as well. Methuselah is open. And, of course, Dorothy's is open if you haven't checked that out. All the restaurants downtown will be popping because that's what we are encouraging people to do, is eat somewhere downtown before, during, or after the event. There are not food trucks at this event yet. In September, we are doing a food truck rodeo with a lot of food trucks. But for these first few First Fridays at 5, we are not, because we want people to eat downtown and go to the restaurants that are right there
Which there's numerous options. Yeah. Tito's, Poncho's, right, all right around, Marketplace. Are they open late? No. Yeah,
they are for First Fridays.
Oh, at, there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
They are open. So, and we're very fortunate to have Mountain One as the sponsor for June. We should definitely thank Mountain One for all they do for Pittsfield and the Berkshires. They will be the sponsor. And the community sponsor, of course, is Berkshire Pride. So Berkshire Pride will have a table out at First Fridays at 5 and talk all about the things happening that weekend, of which there are many.
Yeah.
The big festival is on Saturday. There's an after party, and then Sunday there's a tea dance at Num Keg.
And the parade to kick it all off, right? Does the parade actually begin at Park Square and go down Eagle Street?
Yes, and then it ends at the Common.
At the Common.
Yep.
Yeah, too.
Lots of action. Lots of Berkshire Pride action, which is very exciting. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show, WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development. For the City of Pittsfield, we have Jesse Tobin McCulley, who has started in the Office of Cultural Development as the Cultural Assistant in the program. She's also an artist at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts and knows a lot about the cool things happening in Pittsfield. So we are happy to have her on the team for the City of Pittsfield, for sure.
I'm very happy to be here.
Very happy to be there. We are getting to know all the things, but also doing projects that were already started in your capacity as committee members on other committees, and now you just keep on
now
rolling.
It's like all my volunteer work is transitioning into an actual job, which is wonderful.
That is a good way of saying it, for sure. We agree. As we said, the band Happy Together is going to be on the main stage for the First Fridays at 5. June 7th.
What genre of music does Happy Together?
60s.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to see if we could maybe... I'm getting no service in here, which sometimes I do. I was going to see if we can get a clip of Happy Together, but I don't think it's going to happen. So you'll have to come live to watch them. From 6 to 8 p.m. on the main stage at First Fridays at 5, the Mobile City Stage, Happy Together, a 7-piece band, and they really are doing 60s. They're doing a lot of 60s music, and they have performed around the county at various venues, and they will be there. And a lot of people know them. They are very well known in the Berkshires. A lot of times when I'm just talking randomly to people about Happy Together, I'm like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Tony.
Oh,
Matt.
Right.
Community
members, yeah.
They know a lot about Happy Together. So we're excited that they're a part of it.
And the city stage will be set up near Park Square?
Near Park Square, in front of the old Berkshire Bank building where Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook is. Yes, I think that's like 28 North Street if we need an address for it. All of this information is on lovepittsfield.com, and follow along on social media for any weather-related updates always for the events going on in the city of Pittsfield. All right, I think that's good for now. What do you think?
You sure?
Yeah, we're feeling.
I think there's more that Jen hasn't told me.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you.